You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. That's funny. What does it sound like?
PhD researcher Miriam Seyfert recently won a national three-minute thesis competition where she summed up her research on the slow fashion movement. She hopes to use her research to make a positive impact on the fashion industry, which she says is the second biggest environmental polluter after oil. Before she heads to compete in the Asia-Pacific competition, she joined me to chat about the focus of her research, which she says was inspired by a documentary she came across.
When I first wanted to start with my PhD, I actually wasn't sure really what topic I was choosing, and I was at that time actually taking a year off to think about a topic, and I was looking for a documentary at that time for my students because we had sustainability in marketing. And yeah, I found a documentary which was called The Lightbulb Conspiracy, and that was talking about that at some stage about 100 years ago, we actually made stuff that was made to last and lasted for a very long time. And there was this one example of this light bulb that is still burning in the United States and has never been actually burned out. So I thought at that time, that would be actually really interesting if companies would actually make something that would last and that would create loyalty in customers and possibly still be beneficial or profitable for these firms. So yeah, that's how it pretty much started up. And then while I was reading, I came about a topic on Patagonia, an American outdoor clothing retailer that ran an advertisement on Black Friday in the United States, which stated, "Don't buy this jacket." And that was very controversial because Black Friday is usually the day when everyone goes shopping in the United States. So I thought, wow, that is actually very interesting because it actually demarkets the actual product and they actually want customers to think about what they actually buy and not just buy something because they think they want it, but actually just buy something because you need it. So yeah, that's how I came about the topic and that's how, yeah, it just all started up.
What are some of the interesting things that you've come across during your research?
In the beginning, I wanted to have my research about both fast and slow fashion because I thought it would be very interesting to see if companies adopt actually this anti-consumption sentiment that consumers have. And anti-consumption is about when you and I consciously choose not to buy something because of our personal values, for example, or because we made a bad experience with a product and hence we say, oh, we don't want to buy this anymore. And I just wanted to see if fast fashion companies actually take on this feedback from customers on why they potentially don't buy their clothes and how that actually is visible then in their operations. However, the problem was then that I didn't get access to fast fashion companies because they didn't want to open up and talk about it. So the other thing was then because I saw that there was like this huge two-sided kind of phenomenon happening between fast and slow fashion. And slow fashion is a bit about reducing consumption overall and actually slowing down production of companies, meaning that you actually don't produce as much as fast fashion, but that you produce it more consciously by knowing, for example, where it is made and who made it. Because after Rana Plaza, which is this big Bangladeshi factory that collapsed in 2013, a lot of companies said, we don't want to have fast fashion anymore. We actually want to open up a business that is possibly actually having a positive impact on the environment, on people, on society. So yeah, I found then this other side on slow fashion. And the very surprising thing was that people were actually so friendly and yeah, so willing to actually be interviewed and participate in my research that I ended up in the end with almost 50 companies that I interviewed. And yeah, they were all very, very passionate about actually changing the world, having a positive impact, producing locally instead of actually just producing overseas. Because when you produce overseas, there are lots of supply chain issues with who made it in the end? Where are my suppliers actually coming from? Because you often discuss just with a middleman, possibly, where or who will be supplying your raw materials. So that was one of the major findings that a lot of people said local production is something that we actually do. But also at the same time that a lot of these companies do social marketing, meaning you see, for example, the advertisements on TV where don't drink, don't drive. These companies use that a lot as well for their own purpose, like Patagonia did, for example, with the Don't Buy This Jacket ad, to just actually create awareness around the impact of the fashion industry. Because the fashion industry is actually the second most polluting industry in the world after oil. within the slow fashion movement or within the sustainability movement, there is a new business model that also actually arises out of that. Because, you know, the traditional business model for businesses is about that we actually make as much money as possible overall. You know, we're in business to make money overall. But there is this movement of a business model that's called benefit corporation. And there are also companies here in New Zealand that actually have been certified benefit corporation. So it's a certification that you get. And benefit corporation is about, okay, you still have to sustain itself or yourself as a business, hence you make money, but at the same time it is just as important to do something good for society as well as the environment. So you make sure that you fulfill pretty much the sustainability tree of triple bottom line, people, planet and profit, by incorporating a business model that is not just business not just business focused or profit focused.
So it's sort of redefining what a successful business looks like.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Giving some weight to that as well.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping to get out of your research? Are you hoping to kind of share this message with consumers, or is it with other businesses?
Both, actually. I would like to share my research with both consumers as well as businesses, because I think at some stage we have to change towards something if we want to create a world where people in future are able to live with the same resources that we currently live. So I think it's important for us to create awareness in both consumers as well as firms.
Did you speak to any New Zealand companies?
I did, quite a few actually. And yeah, they are very, very good examples of companies that actually do quite a good job in terms of producing locally or producing more consciously by making sure that your workers are not underpaid and exploited, as well as what kind of fabrics you might use. Because I don't know whether you knew, but while I was doing actually a lot of interviews, a lot of people told me that when you actually have conventional cotton, conventional cotton is filled with lots of pesticides. And there haven't been really lots of studies on it, but I think there would be future research that could be very interesting on that in terms of like what conventional cotton actually does to your skin. Because the people that I've interviewed, a few of them said that they actually started because they saw consequences of wearing conventional cotton because it caused cancer. There were people that were sick, they had cancer, and then they analyzed the skin. And they saw actually that there was polyester, so polyfibers, as well as cotton fabrics below the skin that partially actually caused the cancer. So it would be very interesting to see in future in terms of like what we wear, what influence it has on us in the end.
Yeah, so it seems like there are so many levels to why slow fashion is such a great movement. But how, so for the 3-minute thesis competition, how did you go about condensing, how many years of research is it?
Well, it's overall at the moment a bit more than 2.5. I didn't actually really know what the 3-minute thesis was about. I thought, okay, it's 3 minutes condensing your thesis, but I didn't really know what it included overall in terms of like, do it has to be dramatic, or can I just actually talk very clearly about what I have done? But then I found out actually that there has to be a drama part to it. And so I wrote up what I thought was important in terms of like a little story, because I watched beforehand a lot of 3-minute thesis and what a good 3-minute thesis would look like. So I thought about, first of all, the negative impacts that the fashion industry has, and then linked it back towards my research. And I thought that was, yeah, quite a good move to do it that way, because it helped me to a bit condense and make it as easy as possible for others to understand. Because I wrote up first everything, and then I thought, okay, that's a bit too long. Maybe I just have to cut out a few things, and also cut out obviously all the things that are too technical that people wouldn't understand.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.